When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, star-studded tribute at the Aretha Franklin funeral. Jim Parsons, how he's basically ruined it for the rest of the cast of The Big Bang Theory. I'll have that story here in a minute, but first, let's begin this hour's E! News with Kirstie Alley this morning.
Yeah, she is on the UK's version of Celebrity Big Brother right now. And she said on the show that she almost had affairs with two of her leading men, but she didn't because she was married at the time. Now, she did admit to making out with both of them, but nothing beyond that. One of them was Patrick Swayze, and she did the miniseries North and South with him. Do you remember that? That series was...
That was a long time ago.
Oh, my God. It was a really, really super long time ago. But it was a TV series, and it was probably how many... It was on for 5 or 10 nights in a row, like 2 or 3 hours a night.
Like a Civil War thing?
Yeah, it was a Civil War series. So she said they were both married at the time, and she said, quote, "I am a strong believer in fidelity." The other was John Travolta. I'm not sure what audio you have over there.
Let's see. I have her talking about both, I believe. Let's listen.
Okay.
Not a consummated affair, but I did kiss two people. Patrick Swayze. I would love to have had an affair with Patrick Swayze, but we were both married. I kissed him and I wished I could have an affair, but I am a strong believer in fidelity.
Yeah.
And he's married. And when you get on the road and you're doing a movie... It's very easy to fall in love with your leading man. Because think about it. For months, we shot North and South for a year.
Well, who was the other one?
I think I kissed
Travolta. As if you kissed Patrick Swayze.
I kissed Travolta.
Yeah, but that's not really potential affair material, is
it? Yes, Travolta. It's potential marriage material.
Travolta?
I almost ran off and married John.
Did you love him?
I did love him. I still love him. If I hadn't been married, I would have gone and married him.
I felt the same about
him. And I would have been in an airplane. Because he has his own. And let me tell you, girls, it doesn't seem like it's important that someone has a private jet, but it is.
Very.
As you get older, you're not one to hang out in airports.
I knew it. Private jet does make a difference. Damn it.
That is so funny. Yeah. Everybody, is that an option when you're doing online dating? You say, you know, you want your man to have his own jet.
I'm sure some sites.
You can put it on there.
Probably that one where you only date millionaires. That Paula Abdul used? Or
I remember that
what,
one.
Doesn't it cost you $10,000 a month or something like that?
You got to be invited to that.
One.
Well, in other E! News this morning, the entire cast, we got to take a break here, but the entire cast is devastated over the cancellation of Big Bang Theory, which is still a wickedly successful show. Why Jim Parsons has ruined it for everyone. And more of the day's E! News coming up straight ahead. But it was a little shocking that CBS decided to bring the Big Bang Theory to an end, because no matter how expensive it was to pay the cast, it is still...
They're making the money.
It's still a very highly rated show, and there are many weeks where that show is still the number one watched television show on traditional network television. So a lot of people were curious as to why that was the case, you know, why they were canceling it. But Entertainment Weekly says that Jim Parsons wanted out And the producers felt that there really wasn't a show without his character, Dr. Sheldon Cooper. There is no word why he wanted out, but the upcoming season will be his 12th year doing the show, so he may have just wanted to do something different.
And, you know, I'm sitting here because I was getting a little fired up when I first read this story.
Did you think it was like a negotiation ploy or something? Like,
no.
He was holding out for more money?
No, it just felt like, you know, you're part of this team, this family, and you're kind of ruining it for everybody else. It felt
right.
A little bit selfish.
Well, and what's the girl's name?
Kelly Cuoco.
Yeah,
is that the one?
She's devastated.
She
really loves that job. She thoroughly enjoys it. She loves working with that cast. She's very sad to see it go.
She might be crying over the money, though, too.
I read that she said she has no idea how she's going to function in life because this is all she's ever done almost every day for her life for 12 years.
Well, we're going to get into that. Supposedly, this issue with Jim Parsons.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Had nothing to do with money. He's making $1 million plus per episode. And the two-season renewal that CBS was trying to negotiate could have paid him more than $50 million.
And that's the thing, not just him, it would have been the whole cast.
That each person would have made 50
yes,
million?
Really?
Each one of them would have gotten that.
Well,
and that's why Kelly's like...
Yeah, and that really sucks, and I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, if it's that he wants to do other things, I don't understand why he couldn't have continued to do those things in the off season. I mean, they don't work the entire year,
right.
And they have most of their summers off, and it's not like he hasn't done movies. He was just here doing a movie.
This is the only thing that I might let him off the hook. If the last time these negotiations came around, if he had been saying since season 5 or 6, I'm going to do this for 10 years and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of years ago, he was like, when he hit the 10 year mark, he was like, fine, I know I've been saying forever that I only wanted to do 10 years, but I'll give you 2 more.
Right.
You know, if he's been wanting out for a really long time and he's already conceded 1 or 2 times to stay longer than he had originally planned or wanted to.
Sure.
You know, he's got to pull the plug sometime if he's got other things he wants to do or.
But I also think there are ways to work this out. Like, you can go into this and say, you know, look, I realize that there are a lot of mouths to feed here. There's a lot of people who rely on this income. Right. It's not just the cast. It's the crew. And these guys work in it. But everybody who works on these shows are independent contractors.
Right.
So if you're still successful and you're still making a ton of money, and that's a lot of mouths you're feeding.
Right.
Can't you go to CBS and say, can you scale me back? Can you put me in less episodes? Or can we shorten the season some?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we set up some kind of arrangement where I'm still able to do A, B, and C in the off season or in between?
Right.
Did you see him on CBS Sunday Morning a while ago where he was talking about how he has moved his entire like camp and life to New York City because that's what he's choosing to do now is like start his own film production company. Mm-hmm. And
I get it. He doesn't want to be in LA anymore.
I don't think he wants to be out there. I think he's like, listen. See you later. Bye. I mean,
life is short.
Yeah, they're on season 12.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone that works in TV should know that it's probably nearing the end.
Right.
The people that do that for a living.
Except for The Simpsons. Yeah. That's still around forever.
Well, they were only asking for 2 more seasons. But Jim posted a long message on Instagram. He didn't address wanting to leave, but he did say that he was grateful to the cast, crew, writers, and fans of the show.
Mm. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Even Mayim Bialik issued a statement saying she is not happy that the show is ending, and it'll be hard to say goodbye to the cast, crew, and her character. And for Kaley Cuoco's part, you know, this may not be the worst thing in the world for her in terms of just getting out there and branching and doing different things, since this is all she's ever done.
When one door closes.
She's got a whole Priceline career ahead of her, being in Priceline commercials.
Oh, gosh.
She's going to be just fine.
And she just got married. Maybe she can focus on having a family or
doesn't she already have kids? Isn't she?
I don't think so.
I don't know anything about her. I don't know her.
I don't think she's had any kids.
I thought she was the
kids.
One that
she's
catches Bennett. Heat for, like, breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's
Maya
Bialik.
Oh, okay. That's who I thought
she's
we were talking
about. She's the one that has...
About.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Kelly Cuoco.
Okay.
Kaylee Cuoco doesn't have any kids, but Maya Bialik does. And she's the one
she's
that catches the heat for breastfeeding.
Co-sleeping
when they're
and all
like
that stuff.
5 years
she
old.
Do all
and,
of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right, so the list of performers at Aretha Franklin's funeral is better than any concert or festival you've ever been to, probably, in your life.
Wow.
19 in all, including Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Faith Hill, Fantasia, Chaka Khan, Ronald Isley, Yolanda Adams, Shirley Caesar, Jennifer Holliday, and more. Funeral takes place next Friday at 10 a.m. in Detroit. Day before, there's going to be a free tribute concert with Gladys Knight, Four Tops, Johnny Gill, and Angie Stone, among others.
Wow.
Hmm. So, yeah, can you imagine? That's going to be no word on whether or not Madonna's going to be performing.
Right.
I don't know.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.